Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
My name is Asha Aiden, and I'm co-president of Interfaith in Action. The event tonight is sponsored by the Northeast Iowa Peace and Justice Center and Interfaith in Action. Tonight, I was given the privilege of introducing our speaker, Professor Todd Green. And as someone who likes to speak, I was not going to turn this down. Todd Green is an associate professor of religion at Luther College, where he has served on the faculty since 2008. He's also a former advisor on Islamophobia at the State Department in Washington, D.C. His research in Islamophobia has led him to two books. The first, The Fear of Islam, An Introduction to Islamophobia in the West. And this book was actually cited in an amicus curiae brief filed in the Supreme Court by the NAACP, the National Urban League, and other civil rights organizations. And his second book, which came out this past year, is called Presumed Guilty, Why We Shouldn't Ask Muslims to Condemn Terrorism. In this book, he argues that asking Muslims to condemn terrorist attacks is a distraction that prevents majority populations in the United States and Europe both from facing their own violent histories and from asking critical questions about how their country's national security initiatives and foreign policies contribute to a violent world order. And I just read this book for class, so pick it up. Please join me in welcoming Professor Todd Green.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. This is the presentation which was given by Professor Todd Green, whom we will learn a little bit about today in our program. This was obviously the young Muslim lady in the hijab who was a co-president of the Interfaith in Action. And she is the one who introduced Professor Todd Green to her audience in that meeting, as they, the Interfaith in Action, joined an effort with the Northeast Iowa Peace and Justice Center to bring Professor Todd Green to speak on that topic of Islamophobia. In this study, we're not repeating that which we taught previously, but we will look at how Professor Todd Green is doing everything he can to help the Muslims to win the future elections in America. Because if you do not vote for the Muslims who will be running for office, then most likely you are just an Islamophobic person. And let us first look at who is Professor Todd Green. Professor Todd Green is a very humble professor, and the proof is shown in the words of this young lady, Aisha, who introduced him. She said, when they asked him to come and speak to their meeting, Professor Todd Green did not turn them down. So who is Todd Green according to Aisha? He is an associate professor of religion at the Lutheran College, where he served on the faculty since 2008. We're not talking about somebody who did not have any education. We're talking about somebody who's very educated. He's actually one of the top professors at Luther College. And you can learn about that by simply Googling his name. Todd Green is an associate professor of religion at Luther College, a nationally recognized expert on Islamophobia. Green served as a Franklin Fellow at the U.S. State Department in 2016-2017, where he analyzed and assessed the impact of anti-Muslim prejudice in Europe on countering violent extremism initiatives, refugee and migrant policies, and human rights. He has also given lectures on Islamophobia to other federal agencies, including the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. You see, my friends, this is not just an ordinary person. He's very famous, very educated, very special man. He is used by the Muslims to help our government, our FBI, and our Homeland Security to learn the truth about evil people like Usama Dakdok with the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and all those who fall into the category of being Islamophobic. Can you imagine with me, my friends? I could not talk to the FBI. I could not talk to the Homeland Security. I could not be used for any way or any shape or form for helping our government to understand Islam. But Professor Todd Green can do all that. He's an expert on Islamophobia. Well, if he is that good, why can't he debate somebody like me, as we are already challenging him and many like him who is used as useful idiots by the Muslims in America to help the Muslims to take over America? Yes, indeed. He was used to help to understand the human rights, as in Islam, there is human rights. He is also used as an expert in immigrant policies to help our government to bring more Muslims to America, especially to the state of Minnesota, as he has played a great role to bring the thousands and the thousands of Muslims from Somalia and many other countries to America. He is giving the lectures about Islamophobia to help the American people to be nice to the Muslim neighbors whom he brought to America, not realizing that what he is doing is simply being a useful idiot. And now let me clarify to you what is the term useful idiot means. It is a term for people perceived as propagandists for a cause whose goals they are not fully aware of and who are used cynically by the leaders of the cause. That is exactly why the Muslim Brotherhood in America love Professor Todd Green and all these movements of the interfaith and Media Muslim Neighbor and the rest of the propaganda groups who are using people like Professor Todd Green to accomplish their goals. Do you really believe Professor Todd Green understands anything about Islam? No. So why is he speaking to our politicians and our FBI and the Homeland Security as if he is an expert on the topic of Islam or Islamophobia? It's simply because even those who listen to him among our politicians are themselves are ignorant of Islam. Now let us learn a little bit more about Professor Todd Green. As we read, quote, "As a public scholar, Green has contributed to the Huffington Post and has been interviewed by a variety of media outlets on Islamophobia, including CNN, NPR, The Washington Post, Al Jazeera, Reuters, and The Intercept. His views on Islamophobia have been cited by organizations such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the Center for American Progress, and the Southern Poverty Law Center," end quote. Wow. Don't you agree with me? He's a great scholar. I mean, he's being used by the top of the top of the media in America, if it is a TV or a radio or a newspaper. So such a scholar has no problem to debate anybody about the topic of Islamophobia. But once again, trust me, he will never debate me. You know why? Because then we'll expose him not only to the American people, but even to the Muslim world, that he is a fraud, a man who sold his soul and his country to the devil. How about the following? Quote, "Green is the author of The Fear of Islam, An Introduction to Islamophobia in the West, for Trust Press, 2nd edition, 2019. The book surveys the history of anti-Muslim prejudice in Europe and the United States and addresses the political and cultural factors contributing to the rise of Islamophobia in the post-9/11 era. In 2018, the fear of Islam was cited in a amicus curiae brief filed by prominent civil rights organizations, including the NAACP and the National Urban League, in the Supreme Court of the United States. The brief argued in favor of enjoining President Trump's executive order banning entry into the United States from select Muslim majority countries, end quote. And once again, we have to say that the NAACP and the National Urban League, they are another two useful idiot groups used by the Muslims in America for the destruction of themselves and the entire country. Now let me share with you another book written by Professor Green, which has the title, Presumed Guilty, Why We Shouldn't Ask Muslims to Condemn Terrorism. And by the way, this is one of the dumbest statements I hear the liberals and conservatives, that is what CNN or Fox News always talk about. After every Muslim terrorist attack, they will bring some Muslim men or somebody like Professor Green to talk about that situation, and they will ask the question, why the moderate Muslims will not condemn this act? This is big hogwash. This is foolishness. I can bring you 10 million Muslims in America who will condemn these acts. What is the point of hearing some Muslims in America condemning some Muslim terrorist act? Don't you know that Muslims are allowed to lie? As a matter of fact, I have videos to show you a Muslim imam condemning the 19 hijackers of September 11 in a video in the English language. In the same week, he's praising the 19 hijackers of September 11 for what they have done in a different video in the Arabic language. He was encouraging and asking the rest of the Muslims in the West to follow their steps.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
The request of the Muslims to condemn these acts means nothing, but it means to me that those who are asking the Muslims to condemn the acts of Islam are simply so naive or so ignorant of the topic of Islam. That's why the last few years you hear the members of CARE, who are a Muslim brotherhood, condemning every act of every Muslim terrorist. Why? Because they are fulfilling the desires of the people of the West. But in reality, if you know the truth about the Quran, you will find the reason why Muslims in the West will never condemn these acts. First of all, they will not condemn it because they know it is a real Islam. So how can they condemn what Allah commands the Muslim believers to do? And the answer for that is just simply read the Quran. The second reason is because many of the Muslims in the West are only Muslim by names. They're Muslim because they were born in a Muslim family, but they do not know anything about Islam. And when they read the Quran, they found out that Allah stated that Muslims are two true Muslim believers, whom we call here in the West jihadi, extremists, radicals, and the other who are hypocrites. Read Quran chapter 3, verse 167. And if you go to Quran chapter 9 and verse 73, we learn that Muslims, the Muslim believers, are commanded by Allah to kill those hypocrites who refuse to join the Muslims in their fight or support the Muslims financially in their battles. Once again, Professor Todd Green's book, Presumed Guilty, Why We Shouldn't Ask Muslims to Condemn Terrorism, was published by Fortress Press, 2018. And I quote, this book argues that asking Muslims to condemn terrorist attacks is a destruction that prevents majority populations in the U.S. and Europe both from facing their own violent histories and from asking critical questions about how their country's national security initiatives and foreign policies contribute to a violent world order. And here I must ask, do you understand what Professor Todd Green is doing here? He's telling us Americans, American policies, Americans' way of life was the reason for why America was attacked on September 11. September 11 has nothing to do with Islam. September 11 has nothing to do with the teaching of the Quran, Allah's word, and the command of Muhammad in the Sunnah, the saying of the Hadith, and the action of Muhammad. This is the whole entire idea of why Professor Todd Green wrote his book, Presumed Guilty. And now let me read to you the rest of this quote. The book proposes healthier ways for majority populations to engage Muslim communities other than through the prisms of violence and counter-terrorism. End quote. In a simple way, let's hug the Muslims and kiss them on their cheeks and make them our senators, our congressman, woman, our president, and everything they wish to be in America, because they have nothing to do with the teaching of Islam, which is the source of violence in the first place. Finally, my friends, let me quote for you from the internet about Professor Todd Green. Quote, at Luther College, Green teaches broadly in the area of U.S. and European religious history, as well as interfaith dialogue. He also leads a study abroad course in which he takes students to a variety of European countries to study the political and cultural debates surrounding the place of Muslim minority communities. End quote. Wow. Don't you think it would be awesome with all the expertise of Professor Todd Green and all his knowledge and his work with Muslims and the interfaith movement and Islamophobia to carry a debate with a simple, humble man like myself? Why not? If the professor is an expert, as we can hear about his expertise by the CNN and the CBS and the big organizations such as the NAACP and the National Urban League and on and on and on with his expertise, why is it so difficult for Professor Todd Green to debate a humble man like me who cannot compete with his expertise and credentials? Once again, neither Professor Todd Green nor any Muslim scholar in the West will take the challenge for our debate. You know why? Simply because they are propagandists and they know it. Trust me, he knows it very well that everything he's teaching is not true. As recently in the state of Minnesota, Professor Todd Green stated, I don't want to hear anybody quote for me any verses from the Quran. He will not address any of the teaching of the Quran or the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith concerning the topic of Islamophobia. As Professor Todd Green thinks, by shutting down any objections to his lies about the Islamophobia propaganda he's teaching, that will give him the final word. No, my friends, as you listen to Professor Todd Green in this lecture, you will realize he never quotes any verses from the Quran. He will never teach any of the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. He will never talk about the action of Muhammad, how Muhammad lived his Islam 1400 years ago. He will never even address what the Muslims have been doing for the last 1400 years in the Muslim world and abroad. That is, in Europe, Canada, Australia, Asia, Africa, or even here in America. Professor Todd Green has a propaganda agenda. And the agenda is to shut down people like myself by simply calling us Islamophobic groups or Islamophobic ministers. And on the other hand, he would like to encourage the liberals to continue to help the Muslims who will run for office to be elected, that they may continue to be treated fairly, lovingly, as Christians ought to treat the wonderful immigrants and the good Muslims who live among us here in America. It's time to shed the light of the truth of who Todd Green really is and the falsehood of his teaching. Why Professor Todd Green thinks of people like me to be Islamophobic? Where did Professor Green come up with his ideology, his expertise on the topic of Islamophobia? This is what we will be covering as we continue to expose his teachings in this presentation, Islamophobia and the 2020 election. As I believe this is a perfect timing for such program as we began our year 2020 to learn the truth about Islamophobia and the political movement of Muslims in America, not just for this year, but for the years to come, as long as America exists. My friends, you will be shocked to learn that Professor Green gets all his knowledge from propagandist Muslims or politically correct leaders like Mr. George W. Bush and Mr. Barack Hussein Obama and others. And that is exactly what we'll be investigating as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And to continue our study, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.